Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name. We ask that we may be your servants and testify to the greatness that you are by all that we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is a unique feast in the church. It is a feast, so when you go to church today, if you go to church today, we're obligated to go to church on Sundays, but not during the week, although many people do. So anyway, today, if you do happen to be one of those who go to daily mass, which we have people go to daily mass at St. Anthony, obviously, go to church, and you're going to celebrate the feast of the Basilica of St. John Lateran. So we are celebrating the feast of basically a building, which is the Basilica of St. John Lateran. Now, let's be honest. There's a difference between celebrating a building and celebrating the Basilica of St. John Lateran. Let me give you a good example. One of my favorite memories from growing up is there was an elevator company that had two floors. That was their headquarters. And that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having two floors in your building for your headquarters. I just get a big kick out of it. They're a elevator company and they've only got two floors. I just always get a kick out of that. And maybe that was a regional office and their main office was somewhere else and it had 152 floors. I don't know. But I always get a big kick out of it. Yeah, they're two floors. They're an elevator company. And very well respected and very well known elevator company. I think they actually invented, I could be wrong here, but I think they invented the safe elevator that if something happens to the cable holding the elevator going up and down, it'll automatically stop. It has brakes that literally stop the elevator. So anyway, fascinating. Well, it's one thing to celebrate that building and another to celebrate the Basilica at St. John Lateran because it is a powerful monument to celebrating the glory of God. And if you can look up on the internet pictures of the Basilica, I've been there myself, so I know what it entails. And it's got these huge marble columns, but they are those kind of like spiral marble columns, if you know what I mean. They're not like a spiral stairway. They're just these spiral columns that, I don't know, how do you describe them? A good way to describe them is they look like the middle part of a swirl of ice cream. Okay, that's the way. But they're all solid marble. So you can imagine the craftsmanship that just went into that piece of marble. And there's just this great, it's a great celebration of the glory of God. So what we're not recognizing is not a building. We don't have, by the way, the feast of the elevator company with two floors, but we're celebrating that this structure is the structure that glorifies God in powerful ways. It's located in Rome, and I don't know if it's, but Vatican City is actually a very small area. It's people described as that postage stamp company country in the midst of Rome. So I think it's in Rome, but it's not part of Vatican City, where, for example, St. Peter's Basilica is at the center of Vatican City. So it's where that dome is. And by the way, for all our Boston listeners, the church, the Christian Science Church, which has a similar dome, was actually modeled. And I don't know how well it was modeled after the Vatican. I don't know. But realize that the Christian Science Church is based in Boston, Massachusetts, right next to Berkeley and even St. Cecilia's Church right there. That whole complex is the Christian Science Complex. And so they have a similar dome, and recognizing that for the Christian scientists, Boston is the Vatican for the Christian Science religion. So we see St. Peter's Church in the center of Vatican City, but St. John Lateran is actually outside of the city and in the city of Rome. And it's a powerful structure, again, that glorifies the living God. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from Austin.
Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast.
Just as a note, one of the things that makes this podcast unique is I'm an active parish priest. I work in a parish in the Boston area. And so I'm not working in a university. I'm not working behind the scenes. I am working in an active Catholic parish. Keep that in mind for our podcast. We're back and we're talking about this feast day today, which is the feast of St. John Lateran. Now, the reading today obviously would fit if it was about a structure, and in fact it is. It's about the temple, and it talks about water flowing from the temple and giving life. Now, let's understand what that is talking about. We have a desert culture. There was something I saw. I'm trying to remember where I saw this. It was talking about borders that can be seen from space. I don't know whether it was an astronaut or someone was on a YouTube channel, and I apologize for not knowing the channel. If you happen to know the channel, let me know, and I will reiterate it. But borders that can be seen through space, and the borders are North Korea and South Korea, because South Korea is loaded with electricity. So at night, you can see where the non-electrified, almost totally, North Korea begins and the completely electrified South Korea begins. You can see where they are. So they said one border. The other is Israel. Israel and that whole area is surrounded by a desert, but as predicted in the Old Testament, you have the flourishing of agriculture in Israel. You've got this irrigation that makes Israel very fertile, even though it's in the desert. But when we're talking about Ezekiel, we're talking about a desert culture. So the concept of water flowing from the temple is a symbol of life. What is it that people are looking for on other planets? They say, well, we can see all these other planets, but they're not looking just for other planets. They're not looking to see where they are. They're looking for if there is, what is it? What? It's water. And so this great symbol of water, which represents life, and it represents life in the church, and so you see, and the water from the temple is seen in from this passage in Ezekiel 47, flowing out of the temple and cleaning the polluted waters of the sea, which obviously would be right there. So you can see all that, this great symbol of water coming from the temple. So what is that in relation to what today is? Today is the feast of St. John Lateran, that in Christ we experience life. And the life is understanding the truth that is Christ. And that's what we are all about. We're all about understanding his truth. And in understanding his truth, we worship him, because through our embracing of his truth, he gives us that water that refreshes us and gives us life. I won't say the slogan. It might be copyrighted, but anyway, so I won't say the slogan, but there is that soda company that has something about how they refresh, that drinking their soda refreshes. So if we think of that, that water flowing out of the temple that refreshes, that brings life where there is not life. And I was fascinated looking at that video. I wish I could. I don't remember where it's on YouTube, if you can find it. But I thank you to the person who did it. And I'm sorry that I didn't remember. It fascinating, because the minute I saw that image of this fertile area, this is, that's Israel. He said, you know, from this picture from the satellites, you can tell that's Israel. So when we look at that and we see that and go, but that's what was said in the Old Testament, another prophecy comes true. And the symbol of that we can see in this image of the temple. Because obviously water didn't actually flow out of the temple, but the water of life, which is the wisdom of God, flows out of the temple. And so we recognize that. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget, the best way you can support our parish and our program is to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's at 43 Holton Street, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, in Alston, Massachusetts. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass and join us in worshiping the Lord in Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston.